Hey everybody, it's your favorite bodyguard here, Biggie. And I was wanting to tell you about my upcoming FCF Network podcast called Karaoke Biggie. Me and my co-host, Kevin Clark, are going to sing some songs karaoke style, have some laughs, and totally wreak havoc on your ear holes. We will be joined by a rotating cast of characters all telling the story of why they chose the songs they sang. So please join us every Tuesday on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app of choice. And remember, you can't be a star if you don't shine.
Give me a keg of beer.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
But cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back. You can rally.
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fantastic edition of Drunk at the Movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. This week, we have a movie that a lot of people can't believe we have not done an episode for yet. It was very in demand for some people to participate, and it finally worked out that parties who expressed interest were able to get together, and here we are today. It is time for The Big Lebowski, Drunk at the Movies. So, the guys that are sitting next to me have been on the show before. It's been a little while since you've heard from them, but I'm sure you'll recognize them. No problem. To my right, he's been on Drunken Lullabies, on Drunkomania 2, and then featured on Drunk at the Movies, The Crow. Was that the...
It was.
That was, okay. Was. So, Steve, welcome back to the couch.
Thanks, good to be here.
And to my left, a man who needs no introduction. You heard him on Airheads, you heard him on The Crow... the one, the only Dave, welcome back.
Thank you, Dustin.
And you,
thank you very much.
You actually, I'm not sure how much she's going to participate, but I figure you should probably introduce your plus one, just in case they hear a phantom voice coming from the corner.
Right, to my left, Brittany decided to join us today. She's always down for day drinking in a movie. So
there we go. That's our kind of people. All right.
Here I am.
So, if you have a copy of The Big Lebowski, cue it up and hit play in 3, 2, and 1. Now, if you have a copy, hopefully it's compatible with your DVD player. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, tried to borrow this. Realized he didn't have a Blu-ray player, so he was unable to watch it. Now he's not going to know anything about what's going on in this episode, because he's never seen this movie before.
And that is a damn shame.
Yeah.
This is a modern classic. I don't even really consider this a film so much as a work of art.
Now, are you a big Coen Brothers fan?
I am, yes.
Okay. This is the second Coen Brothers movie we've done. Raising Arizona, of course, was the first one.
Absolutely.
And we still have some others on the list. Pretty much Fargo would be the next go-to for me.
Another great Steve Buscemi role.
Yeah. So this came out in 1998. Has definitely become a cult classic that, I mean, they do like midnight screenings or whatever in some places. Breweries have Lebowski nights where they play that and everybody comes dressed up, much like Steve here.
Lebowski Fest is a big thing sweater. Annually.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, you had mentioned that you are actually part of a religious organization
related to this. I am. It's called the Church of the Latter-day Dude.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I consider myself a Dudist monk.
Okay.
The tenets are based a lot on Taoism, Buddhism, that sort of thing. Do unto others.
Wonderful.
Live and let live, that sort of thing. You don't bother me, I'm not going to bother you. It means different things to everybody, as every religion does. But for me, it's the closest thing I've found to what I believe, which is, don't fuck with me, I'm not going to fuck with you, and we're going to get along just fine.
Taoism has the best philosophy, the way of the water, the path of least resistance will bring you happiness.
And as we call that, we abide.
Absolutely.
The dude abides. And you'll hear that a few times in this movie. The word dude, I'm trying to remember how many times it is said
all of the
in
times.
This movie. It's a lot. I think they... that and the word man. I think man is said once every minute.
Fuck is up
there for a second as well.
Yeah. But this movie, it basically just broke even in the theater. It wasn't like an overwhelming success. It's another one that found its audience on DVD and after the fact. Okay, the dude says man 147 times in the movie. Which is a lot.
Yeah. Good old Wild Sour. I haven't had one of these since the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave found out he's a big fan of the Distill Wild Sours.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to get on, like, a mailing order for these because I can't get them anywhere.
You're just not looking... You're not looking in the right places because they are available around
here.
Well,
I need to know where these places are then, sir.
You should go to...
this Wild Sour...
Friar Tuck in Peoria for sure would have
it. Friar Tuck has it, okay.
6% alcohol.
They're delicious. They go down very smooth. You don't realize how many you've had until you stand up.
I love how Jeff Bridges, as he aged, has actually turned into the dude.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part about this. And every time you watch this movie, you get something new.
He's writing a check... for 69 cents.
Post-dating it,
yes. He can't cover a 69-cent check.
Well, a man that goes to the grocery store in his bathrobe and boxer shorts with a pair of sandals isn't really the wealthiest type.
Judgy McJudgerson over there.
I'm just saying, if I could at least afford 69 cents, I could put on a pair of sweats.
Did you notice that he post-dated to 9/11?
Yeah, I did see
there's
that.
A never big conspiracy there. Theory.
Uh-oh. That's no good. And he just...
This poor half
of yeah, that's, where's the money, that's Lebowski? A swirly.
And I believe that guy showed up on the TV show Lost as Jacob.
Never got into that show. What worries me the most about this scene, though, is the dude doesn't seem like the type of guy that scrubs his toilet on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark Pellegrino, that's that guy's name.
With us. Wife owes money to Jackie Treehorn.
You know, I've always liked Jeff Bridges, but after seeing him in the original Iron Man, you know, it was one of those roles where you look at an actor after they played it, and it kind of kills a lot of it for you.
No,
oh, that rug tied the room together.
Totally does.
Now really the feng shui's ruined.
It is. But it's very similar to the first time I saw Natural Born Killers.
Uh-huh.
I could never look at Rodney Dangerfield the same.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to say Woody Harrelson, but all right.
Woody Harrelson... okay, he killed people. Whatever.
As Woody Harrelson is wont to do.
Hey, absolutely. Rodney Dangerfield, on the other hand, was an incestuous child molester in that film.
I could see it.
And now Rodney Dangerfield, he was never, you know, the most wholesome of gentlemen, of course, as we all know. However, that did cross a line for me, and I could never see him the same.
I love that line. What the hell is this? Obviously, you're not a golfer, as he's holding a bowling ball.
Thump right on the bathroom floor.
So, they have a case of mistaken identity. There's somebody who has the same name... And they got the wrong guy.
Yes, they're trying to extort money from an incredibly rich person, and they break into the dude's very subpar apartment.
Yeah.
And somehow think that he's the man that they're going to get all this money from.
So, how did you guys find this movie? I don't think I saw it until maybe a year or so after it had already been out on video.
This movie was on video when I worked at Pekin Video Library.
Okay.
So,
because we would have been in high school when this came out. I don't think I saw it until college.
I discovered hundreds of wonderful films working at that store.
I saw it and it was a religious experience. I'm like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah. In some ways.
In most ways.
Yeah.
Just his...
I don't want to have to post a 69-cent check.
No, not financially, but philosophically.
Gotcha.
You know, nothing gets to him. I mean, the man was just brutally attacked and damn near drowned in his toilet. The first thing he is put on his shades and start, you know, making smart-ass quips back to these brainless thugs. And
the dude abides.
He just wants to have a drink and go bowling, man. He's a simple man with simple pleasures.
The dude is actually not poor. He's actually the heir to the Rubik's Cube.
I heard that was originally in the script, but they dropped it or something because it'd make him Hungarian.
I could see that.
I can see Jeff Bridges is a Hungarian. Did you see the man's beard and eyebrows?
Yeah, the first Jeff Bridges movie I can remember is probably Tron.
Oh,
yeah. I've never actually seen Tron.
Neither have I.
I want to say it doesn't hold up.
The new one I enjoyed. Well,
I imagine it doesn't, but it's just one of those films from our youth, you know, when we were tots, that, you know, people of the geekier persuasion, you know, have all seen, and it's just one of those ones that I've never watched, I've never been interested enough to see what it's about.
I don't even think half that spray is going in the shoes.
They don't get paid enough to care.
Tron had a cool looking video game, but it really wasn't that good of a video game. It just looked cool. I remember Tron playing it at like Showbiz. Yeah. Oh,
Showbiz Pizza. That place was legit.
So here's our introduction to Donnie and Walter, which Walter's based on a friend of the Coen brothers.
Walter Sobchak. Oh, John Goodman will always be Dan Connor to me. I don't care what role he plays.
Yeah. Well, apparently this is one of his favorite movies that he's ever done.
Oh, I'm for sure. Good reason. The man had to have had so much fun making this. What the fuck are you talking
about, huh? What the fuck are you... He looks a lot different with facial hair.
He does. It's not something you expect from John Goodman.
No.
He grows a very clean beard, though. Very good lines.
4 stars. 4-star review.
I love that Donnie wears a different bowling shirt in every scene he's bowling in, and none of the names say Donnie on them.
Yeah. Right.
They're always a different name.
You're not supposed
name.
To say Chinaman. Chinaman is not the preferred
nomenclature. Asian American, please. Yeah, this is you what he gets politically correct.
I discovered that there are about 15 types of Asians. They're not all just Chinese.
I honestly don't know what kind of reaction you're looking for here.
To True. Me, it would seem obvious.
Right.
Well, you know, you see an Asian, you think, oh, Chinese.
Was that the thing from Star Wars?
That was a Chocobo from Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how dare you, Dustin?
I've never played Final Fantasy.
Any of them, really?
Nah. All there was I'm not a big gamer, and I had a Nintendo.
There were some fantastic games in the series. There, Final Fantasy III, of course, being the quintessential, but Sudden was actually...
I believe you mean too. Six.
Oh, don't get me started on that shit, Steve. There were far too many that were released here, there, and nowhere else to keep them in order. The one that we know is Final Fantasy III was the quintessential in the series.
So, does the dude even like Donnie? Because he really doesn't acknowledge him a lot.
I think that Donnie is just kind of the hanger-on.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good Because
Walter,
bowler.
Like, oh, Walter rags can't on stand him. Him.
Yeah.
And then the dude just kind of... He ignores him, yeah.
Like, he accepts him as part of the group.
So I've got kind of a theory that Donnie isn't really there. It's kind of like someone like a that fight Walter sees, thing.
So but the dude the doesn't.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Walter's not exactly all there.
But...
I don't know. I didn't say it was a good theory.
Well, no, but the dude would know that he wasn't there, and he'd be like, who's in this coffee can, Walter? I mean, what are we doing?
And that's how good of a friend he is. He doesn't ask questions of Walter.
So we got Philip Seymour Hoffman here.
Yes!
No longer with us, of course.
Unfortunately.
Drugs are bad, kids. And
No. Drugs aren't bad. It's how you use them. It's just like magic. There's no black magic, no white magic. It's all on how you use it. Now there's China white and there's black tar, but it's all about how you use it.
I believe it's Asian white nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You're probably right.
Well
and
played.
I guess African tar. I mean, am I allowed to say black anymore? I mean, while we're on the subject of being PC.
Oh, we're... Yeah, the PC police are not
interesting thing involved that I found out the other day, and I just remembered I wanted to bring this up to you. There is a wonderful little piece here that I discovered.
About the Little Lebowski's Urban Achievers?
That was actually a cover for a gun running scheme. That was bad. They shut that down. I have no idea. Anyhow, no, there is a word. It's Walter Sobchakite. Oh, and it is a supposed German term for when a person makes up a random German-sounding word out of nowhere.
So that he's an urban dictionary phrase now?
He is an urban dictionary phrase,
interesting.
Yes.
Well, that's when you know you've made it.
I stumbled on that the other day. I thought that was a little amusing. It's like, you know, you'd hear stupid jokes. The punchline would be a German thing, for example. Yeah. Horrible joke. What is the German word for a virgin? Guten Tag. Horrible joke. Heard it when I was like in third grade. But that would be an example of a Walter Sobchakite.
Gotcha.
Okay. Good to know.
This guy...
It's not really. I just felt like bringing it up.
David Huddleston here as the actual Lebowski, which it took me years to realize...
he's the big Lebowski.
No, he's Santa Claus in Santa Claus the Movie. Which I watched as a kid.
Wait, do you mean the Santa Claus?
Like the Magic Candy Cane?
Yes.
The Santa Claus
that
movie?
Is Santa Claus.
Holy shit.
Listen to the voice.
Wait, which Santa Claus movie are we talking about?
It's called
about?
The Santa.
It's just called Santa Claus the Movie. Dudley Moore's in it. John Lithgow. Huh. That's Santa Claus, man.
Well, shit.
He's a little older, obviously, and not nearly as jolly. But, yeah, David Huddleston. I found that out. Just looking this movie up on IMDb, and there was a picture of him as Santa Claus. I'm like, holy shit.
That is amazing.
He was also in Blazing Saddles, which we've watched that movie this as well. Duder.
El Duderino.
Are you employed?
But he says it like he's so offended. Employed? On a weekday? Is this a...
I love... Every time you watch this movie, you pick up on new stuff. Subtle stuff.
Strange nuances that you didn't see before.
When the dude goes off on a tirade like this every once in a while, it's not original thoughts. He's just repeating things people have told him. Like, here, we talk about his wife owing money all over town. That's Walter. Mm-hmm. We talk about unchecked aggression later. That's George Bush that he saw on the
right.
TV. He doesn't have, like, an original thought in this whole movie. Unless he's saying, you're fuck right, your man.
He regurgitates information that he's previously heard.
Little stuff like that you just pick up on.
And you're right. That was one of the things I don't think that I've noticed. And again...
Nope, Chinaman.
See, he said a Chinaman took it from him in Korea.
Yeah.
See, apparently there are other Asians from a country called Korea, and we call them Koreans. Yeah. They're not all Chinamen. This is new information to me.
I feel like I need a comment with more,
that's
you
your
know.
Answer for everything.
And the dude is... has insults hurled at him. What's he do? Puts on his shades and walks out with a smirk.
Well,
and rolls off his back.
After getting your head dunked in your own toilet, someone yelling at you is not a big deal.
But I'm just saying,
and then he takes the rug.
Absolutely, he just picks one and takes it. He's owed a rug.
And here's Tara Reid. This was before American Pie, right?
Yes.
American Pie was in either 99 or 2000, I believe.
I know I was still in high school, so it must have been like 98, 99. So that's Bunny, the...
Bunny Lebowski.
...wife that owes a lot of money.
All over town.
All over town.
And here we have...
The Nihilist. I'm just floating in the pool with an empty bottle of whiskey next to him, passed out.
This movie has so many quotable one-liners.
Yeah.
Like, the line, I'll suck your cock for $1,000.
His reaction is such...
Oh, no, that's our funny. Yeah.
Very free-spirited.
That's wonderful. His attitude. He just tries to stay so positive.
We noticed that she was putting on green toenail polish. Yep. In that scene.
She was indeed.
That's very observant of you, paying attention to detail like that.
Sadly, I've seen it a couple times.
Because it matched her shoes, so...
No, oh, Dave.
You notice things.
Walter seems to have issues with his ex.
Yeah.
Pretty much so, yes.
He's doesn't have socks on in those bowling shoes, which kind of seems gross to me.
No, it's cool. They were spraying them earlier, so they're
clean. Oh, you think so?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you commented, I think enough of the spray went in to kill any fungus or bacteria or anything, so...
Unless he has his own pair of shoes. If they bowl that much, they might.
I
still wouldn't want to wear my own shoes without socks, though.
I can't do it.
Not bowling shoes. They're so stiff.
Uh-oh, Smokey.
Smokey's over the line.
I think Smokey's the kind of guy that would hang out with the dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
See, I think Smokey would hang out with the dude before Walter would. Walter's so fucking wound up.
He's an asshole.
Well... You know, several of his buddies died face down in the mud in another Asian country called Vietnam. Apparently, those are also not Chinese people. They're Vietnamese.
I'm sensing a theme.
I've picked up on it recently since I've done my research on the East, you know.
So, I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but Smokey's actually a musician. His name's Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Is he related to David Gilmore?
I do not believe so. He's like a country folk singer. Kind of Hank Williams-ish style music. He may actually have some music in the soundtrack. It would make sense. Uh-oh. That's no good.
It's not Vietnam. There are rules.
Yeah, well, that's Walter's whole bag, is you have to follow the rules. And if not, he'll fucking pull his piece out of here.
Oh, here we go. In 96, Gilmore was recruited by his producer, T-Bone Burnett, to appear in the Coen brothers film The Big Lebowski.
Now, T-Bone, is that his Christian name?
Yes. Okay, they were big steak fans.
Okay.
On which Burnett was also working as a musical director. And then, of course, you know, T-Bone Burnett was responsible for the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, which won a lot of awards.
One of the finest movie soundtracks ever.
Poor Smokey. You know,
the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, I probably saw that movie at least 25 times before I realized it's just Homer's Odyssey.
Yeah.
I'm watching it one day and it finally clicked and I felt like the biggest dummy. I'm like,
really?
I never noticed this before.
You're a learned man.
And that's how I felt. I'm like, you know, I've read the Odyssey a few times. I understand the concept. I was watching it one day. They hop aboard the old hand pump railroad track and mm-hmm. starts talking.
Uh-oh, there's the cops.
And you know, I realized, well, he was the Oracle and the Sirens. And mm-hmm. you know, John Goodman again in a wonderful role as the Cyclops. And it finally clicked into place. And I've never seen the film quite the same since.
Yeah. It was, as they say, in Aladdin, a whole new world. That's another movie about a rug, so...
It is indeed. It is indeed. Unfortunately,
and there
Aladdin
is
didn't
a
have
rug.
Nipples, though, so that was strange.
The what now?
Aladdin didn't have nipples.
Oh, ooh. I thought you said the rug had nipples, and I was very confused.
Focused on the move, and I hear nipples.
Steve's like, excuse me, what now?
There are a few keywords in the lexicon that will trigger my attention.
And nipples is
it's
one
high up.
Now, who's that a picture of?
That's Nixon.
Is that Nixon bowling?
Okay. In the White House.
He doesn't seem like he'd be a Nixon fan.
Well, he's a bowling fan, though.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, I think I'm going to go ahead and open one of these that you brought, if you don't
help
mind.
Help yourself. I brought some pre-made Kahlua White Russians. I was going to
bring appropriate.
The ingredients. Absolutely. However, driving around with open containers of alcohol is kind of frowned upon.
Yeah, it's usually not a good idea.
So yeah, I brought pre-mixed Kahlua White Russians.
And that's what the dude is making right now. So yeah.
It's his signature drink.
I've never had one before.
Oh, I brought three for...
Hey, dude. Guess what day it is?
Tomorrow's the 10th already.
Sucking the booze out of his mustache.
Now see, this is the dude is just a good dude.
He's a supportive guy. He's a booster.
He's not exactly friends with his landlord, but he's still going to be there for him and offer notes on his production. That's the kind of landlord I would be.
Yeah. Doesn't want to be confrontational.
Hey guys, you're like I'll blame the guy. 2 months right. overdue with your lease.
Just, you know, when,
like you're going to pay me, right? Like you're good for it.
Right.
I'm just going to assume you forgot.
And that's how I ended up in court suing someone for over $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Still never got the money.
Yeah, my,
so he's doing some Tai Chi here with his
hand on his new rug.
With his white Russian.
And his sockless shoes.
He's not a fan of hosiery. I mean, what can you say?
He's a fan of pajama pants.
I think those are Zubas.
Oh, you might be right. And you know who one of the founders of Zuba's apparel is, right?
I do not.
Road Warrior Animal.
Really?
Yeah. He was one of, like, he made some bank on Zuba's
is
back
that a fact?
I think Sammy Hagar was involved, too. Sammy I mean, Hagar I'm sure you can believe that.
I love Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar looks like he would wear Zuba's.
I you know? Was a huge fan of Sammy Hagar pre-Van Halen.
Really?
Because here's my problem.
Just
Van
one?
Halen with David, shut up, with David Lee Roth. Great upbeat party tunes.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know, three albums or so, fantastic music. Sammy Hagar's solo stuff, and even when he was with Montrose, uh-huh. you recall? Same thing. Great upbeat party tunes. It was good music.
Mm-hmm.
So,
rock know, candy, baby.
Absolutely.
You're hot, sweet, and sticky. That's the lyric.
You know, Eddie and Dave have their problems. Dave's forced out. He goes out on a solo career and does his own thing, which is great. Good for Diamond Dave. They recruit Sammy Hagar, and now all of a sudden, Van Halen music is no longer Van Halen. It's no longer even Sammy Hagar. It's things like
it's Van Hagar.
Why Can't This Be Love? And
I gotta tell you though,
I mean these,
I dug
these
Van
like,
Hagar.
I did too.
Into it. Now there were a few songs. I mean, that were good. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't that same, you know, upbeat. Let's crank up the music and have some beers and have a fucking great time anymore. It was like feels all of a sudden.
Not did you drink that you? Already?
Well, yeah.
Wow, that did not last long.
This no, it was delicious. Here. It was like chocolate milk going
yeah.
down.
It was.
It was very
it
good.
It was really, really
Thank
delicious.
You for bringing those, Steve.
You're welcome. This scene is one of my favorites, where the big Lebowski's in front of the fireplace lamenting the loss of Bunny.
He looks very much like, oh my God, who was the president in the wheelchair? Why am I
FDR.
Dumb today? Thank you, FDR, doing a fireside chat.
Yeah.
You know, worried about the war and whatnot.
This scene was recreated in an episode of Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, really?
When Miss Sarah Bellum was kidnapped and the mayor was lamenting her loss.
I could see that.
And I would say, not that I watch Powerpuff Girls, but you're goddamn right I watch Powerpuff Girls.
No,
it's amazing.
I'm not, yeah,
wonderful
I'm not gonna
show.
Call you
That's back when Cartoon Network is great, when you had Dexter's Lab, Cow and Chicken, Powerpuff Girls.
Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack.
Absolutely. Another great
So
show.
These are only 5%, okay.
And Sailor Moon. That cartoon had the boom anime babes that made me think the wrong thing.
How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad?
I try to smile, though I feel bad. I think I kind of fucked that line up.
Yeah, you know, we got the idea.
Exactly. I could never watch Sailor Moon or a lot of anime like that. I would feel kind of pervy watching that shit.
Do you have one of those weird pillows, Steve?
I do not. Wait, that I'm going
the
to
girlfriend
admit to?
Pillow?
Yeah, what is that thing called? There's a name
for it. Yeah, there's totally a name for it. My friend Rob from the Hyper Uppercut podcast, he knows the name because he's made jokes about having one.
I can't
I assume they're jokes. Oh, here we go.
Oh, the
it
Jesus.
Is the Jesus.
And as we all know, nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Nope, the Jesus fucks with you.
He's got his red painted Coke nail.
Yeah. I love this version of Hotel California.
He graduated high school 3 times, apparently. Look at those,
right?
Those rings.
I think he took those.
John Turturro
licking
the ball.
That's another fantastic actor.
Yeah.
He's got the hair net over his ponytail. It's fantastic.
The Jesus.
And he's not in the movie tons, but he's such a memorable character.
Oh,
they've even made a pop figure of him.
Really?
Yes, there is a Big Lebowski series of pop figures. We carried them at Co-op when they came out, and they had the dude, Walter, Donnie, and the Jesus.
And the flamenco dance. Yeah. In his purple polyester jumpsuit. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
On the plus side, it's not the fucking Eagles, man.
Mark it an 8, dude. No, you mark that a strike.
Just how they look at him, like, are you fucking serious with this guy?
Right.
Like, they Donnie's just look not even paying attention.
He looks up and he's like, oh god, it's this guy. He looks mildly confused.
Yeah.
That's Donnie, though. He's mildly confused at the whole thing. And what are you
Walter
about,
just
dude?
Looks like he's planning this man's death.
I'm sure he has.
I'm sure he's fantasized about it multiple times.
He's a pederast, dude. You would not believe how many references you get when the Cubs picked up Quintana as their closer. A lot of Lebowski references in there.
Yeah, I think I have him on one of my fantasy teams, but he's not playing very well.
Creep can roll.
Yeah.
Best line in the movie. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. And you hear it so many times.
He just referred to himself in the third person.
Absolutely. Well, he's the dude.
You know.
And the fact that this movie was in the late 90s and
he still has the beeper.
It's great.
I mean, you see the cell phone they gave him, too. It's like one of those old bag phones.
Yes. You plugged into the cigarette
lighter. Well, I mean, does Lebowski seem like the type that would be really up on modern technology?
You know, but you think the
when
big
you have
Lebowski
money,
would give
your
it to
people
him.
Are. You know, Brandt has a cell phone.
Yeah,
that fits
that's
in his,
true.
In his pocket. I mean, it's a brick, but it fits in his back pocket. Your people have to be reachable.
I imagine Brant sleeps at a little doggy bed at the foot of the Big Lebowski's bed.
Yes, he does not have his own room, nor his own quarters or guest house. Yeah, he's got a little puppy bed, and he sleeps curled up, and you hear him whine and kind of kick his feet.
I am a walrus.
I am the walrus. That's what Lenin said.
He just
know.
Keeps
Vladimir
saying,
Ilyevich, Lenin! Fucking Walter fucking gets so pissed.
He's just said it
Donnie's
three straight
over
times.
And over again.
It's like Donnie thinks they don't hear him, not that he's completely
right.
wrong. No, no, I'm the walrus.
They're ignoring you, Donnie. They hear you. Jesus.
Shine those balls.
Well, there isn't a literal connection to Vietnam.
Fucking strumpet.
Walter likes to connect everything to Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's a trigger.
He's definitely got some PTSD about Vietnam.
You think?
Well, yeah. His friends died face down in the muck. He just said it.
That is my favorite line in the whole movie.
It is.
And it was all scripted. There was not much ad-libbing in this movie. Like, all the mans
really?
And the dudes. And
that was all scripted?
It was all scripted word for word.
See, I assume that was just Jeff Bridges being Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Well, I think he actually read the script and made a comment about, like, did you guys know me in my early 20s or something? Like, they wrote it for him.
That's fantastic.
8-year-olds, dude.
I was reading somewhere that...
Is that a... Walkman?
Oh, it's for sure a Walkman.
That's old school.
A bowling game on his Walkman. Relax.
That's his ASMR, you know?
He is, if you visualize it, it is no dream.
Yep, uh-oh.
Or if you will it. God damn it.
There's Maud.
Denim on denim outfits with your thugs.
Canadian tuxedo.
I was just gonna say that. Mad respect for the Canadian tux, man.
He is flying.
Flying over LA, man.
Flashback to the LSD or LDS at Berkeley back in the 60s. If you're a Star Trek fan.
I am not.
Of course not. I knew you had no culture. The look you just gave me was like
daggers. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been very few times in my life that I've been speechless. And this is one of them.
There we go.
This movie taught me that Jeff Bridges knew how to dance. He's got some moves.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily know that he knew how to dance. And
it's like Indiana Jones right here.
Oh, absolutely. That's some Temple of Doom shit right there.
And this is a bad scene to watch if you're like really, really drunk.
Or
we're not.
Terrible like motion sickness.
Yes. You're
inside
the bowling ball.
No thanks, man.
There's no English on that either.
No, it's
just
really
straight
impressive.
Down the middle.
Straight slow roll.
It's like a high school or gym class just threw it down the lane.
That's how I roll.
I was just that's how I roll too, man. Every once I just chuck the motherfucker and hope it goes.
Just not on Shabbos.
Every once in a while, you just got a granny throw it and see what happens.
No, you know, I don't roll on Saturdays, man.
Yeah.
Shomer fucking Shabbos.
Mazel tov.
So he just woke up, the rug is gone. They punched him and took his rug.
Left his Walkman, though. That was nice.
Flanders red.
At least his shirt and his cardigan kind of match. Or is that a hoodie?
It's just a green hoodie, it looks like. The Halliburton.
It's the money in the bank. He's going to cash it in and win the belt. Yeah, there's that phone.
Big-ass fucking phone, man.
It looks like a bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't say that.
Shoulder strap for your phone, man. That's fantastic.
I used to have that kind of phone.
Down at the pawn shop.
If you're wondering what Walter did for a living...
He does security.
So check security. You know, I always took him as like a bail bondsman or something like that. I think he'd be good at that.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, it could be Walter.
Walter the Bounty
Hunter. Oh, you know he would take that job seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
He's so proud of himself.
He really is. Dude just realized he was, you know, rifling through Walter's dirty drawers, man.
No skid marks, at least.
I would like to see a prequel where Walter and Dude meet.
Yeah, like how these two
become friends?
Probably at the bowling alley.
It had to have been, because in like any other
Walter
way
would
in life,
he'd insert himself into a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were probably bowling next to each other. Dude's probably hanging out with Smokey, and that's why. Walter's aggressive against Smokey because...
Some jealousy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, some definite friend jealousy there. But it's like, in any other capacity in the real world, these two would not get along.
No.
The dude's also a terrible liar.
Yes, he is. You know, like, the Royal We.
Which is a great song by Silver Sun Pickups.
Can't say that I'm familiar.
Uh-oh.
You fucked it up!
I'm starting to think Dude thinks Walter fucked it up.
First they're gonna kill us, then they're gonna shit. That's a different movie.
Walter's theory about how Bunny kidnapped herself.
Now, have you guys watched the Roseanne reboot?
Yes.
I have not.
Thoughts?
I like it.
Hit or miss.
I watched the first episode, and I had a tough time getting into it, if I'm being honest.
The first episode, they wanted to go super hard on the politics.
Yeah.
It lightened up a bit after that. Like, they pulled back from a lot of it. A lot of it is now just dealing with family shit like they were when they were growing up. You know, Darlene's daughter being a fucking bitch.
So here's my question.
Her son, who's...
exploring things.
Hey, and you know what's funny?
Second sitcom I've seen with a pseudo transgender kid recently, and I'm like, man, is this just like the in vogue thing now?
It's not really so much that it's transgender. I think leaning towards more transvestite.
Mm.
Like he enjoys wearing girls' clothes, the skirts. He only said he likes to wear colors because they pop. And my problem is that kid himself. Yeah. I don't have a problem with the character. I don't have a problem with the kid wanting to explore and wear weird clothes or whatever. But I see that kid, and I'm just like, child abuse sounds like so much fun right now. I want to smack the kid. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I don't know the kid. I have nothing against the kid. But that kid's face, I just want to, bah, knock it off.
This aggression will not stand, man.
It's very undue.
It's very unchecked aggression.
But it's decent.
So the last I saw, Roseanne was 80s, 90s. They won the lottery and Dan was dead.
Yeah,
and that was all retconned.
Well, like they basically just like... Oh, I just had a dream.
Isn't that what they did in Dallas?
Basically, what happened is...
Saint Elsewhere, I think.
No, St. Elsewhere was in the mind of the autistic.
That's
show.
Right. That's right. They were all on a
Dallas
snow globe.
Dallas with the whole "Who shot JR" thing was a dream.
That okay.
No, it was Bobby was dead, and then his wife woke up and found him in the shower.
That's what it was. You're right.
I know my Dallas. Thank yeah. you.
See, and I'm not quite. Oh, but
there
I'm
it goes.
But no.
So yeah, he had like a sleep apnea thing on, and yeah, he was laying in bed, and she like woke up suddenly and said she had a crazy dream.
And they referenced
like,
it.
Oh, okay.
Dan and perfect. Roseanne were out in the garage, and he finds a theme book basically that she had written. He's like, "Oh, something, something by Roseanne Connor," and she's like, "Oh, throw that away." And he's like, "Oh, it would have been a great story if you hadn't killed off my favorite character."
And you know,
a little tongue in cheek reference.
And what happens is this completely eliminates Jim Varney's involvement in Roseanne.
Oh, God.
Jim Varney's a god.
No, don't get me wrong. I love Jim Varney. But that role, the Prince of Go Fuck a Stan, whatever.
Yeah. That wasn't his fault, though. He did
it
the best he had.
It was a horrible idea. The entire them winning the lottery was just, it was
I'll
a dumb
admit,
idea.
I had stopped watching by that.
It was
by
bad.
That time.
Yeah, you know, when
it
when
got
Roseanne,
watered down, I think.
Well, it did. It killed the whole idea. I mean, the show was popular because, you know, folks like us, small town, not a lot of money,
oh, yeah.
family issues, bad kids, we struggled to make ends meet. It was a show we could identify
well,
with.
We all loved loose meat sandwiches.
Absolutely. You know, it wasn't like well-to-do families like the Huxtables and shit that we grew up watching. These were real people, so we all loved Roseanne.
Cockroach! It's kind of how I
feel.
The dude.
That's for Kevin,
the
right enemy, there. He loves doing that.
I remember Kevin. We did Drunkomania, I believe, together.
You did, yeah.
He did a very good Mr. Huxtable.
Kaz Bukowski. It's Bill Cosby. It's from like Comedy Bang Bang or something, but he's always talking about who's the most fuckable Huxtable.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to look into
Denise,
this.
The one with the real long hair and the light skin.
Lisa Bonet.
Her and the mom, Felicia Rashad.
You've thought about this, haven't you?
No, but when he mentioned, as soon as he said the most fuckable Huxtable, I went to the long-haired, light-skinned.
Like, are we talking, like, back then or today? Because
well, back then.
That's So Raven is not too terrible.
That's we have so very, Raven. Varying
differences. Oh, yeah.
In
Olivia, right?
I don't. Yeah.
The little kid they brought in because Rudy got too big.
Yeah, she was no longer the young cute one, yeah. So yeah, they brought in
shut Raven the fuck, what time do we play, Donnie? The one time he's nice to Donnie.
Right.
Walter's head it matches his shirt, his little bandana.
His little Bret Michaels headpiece there. Yeah.
Donnie's shirt now says Austin. I'll admit, though, I had some uniform shirts that had other names on it, and I always thought it was funny to wear them.
Have
and
you seen this?
People would be like, they call me Jeff. I'm like, my name's Dustin.
Nice.
And they're like, what, your shirt says Jeff? And I'm like, I know.
I worked at Kroger's.
Because I would find them at thrift shops.
Well, yeah.
You know?
There's an enjoyable sitcom on NBC, I believe. It's called Thrift Store. And the main female lead, she does that. She wears name tags and don't have her name on it. And they've made nods.
Oh,
to that
Superstore!
And, yeah,
yeah.
And I wonder if that's kind of a nod to Donnie's character, if the writers or whatnot.
Perhaps.
It's a good show, though.
So you got a zombie killer there? Is that
I
what
do.
That is? That's
I
a
do.
That's
fan.
A decent one. What would have been great? That same company, they make a Big Lebowski inspired drink.
What's it called?
We've had it on Drunken Lullabies before. Let me look it up here. I will have to
is that
access
the dude's
my
rug we were talking about earlier?
Might be. It might be.
I was talking,
Steve, may I try one of these 1818s?
I hope you would, because I
would give one a whirl as well.
You can help yourselves.
It's Prairie State Farmhouse Ale.
Yes.
I was just telling Steve
the dude's
earlier.
Thank
rug.
You very much, kind
5.5%. It is a cider with cardamom, clove, cinnamon, and ginger, and black tea.
Oh, that was a chai tea. I apologize. I told Dave the wrong thing earlier.
No, that sounds very tasty.
It's
though.
Very it's good. I've had them several times.
Eh? Yep. You can find it at Poor Brothers in the Heights. They have it. So, because the guest that brought it, that is where she acquired it, actually.
I've got it at Broadway and Pekin a couple times. They don't have it all
I
the time.
Like Broadway and Pekin. They do have a really decent beer selection.
Mm-hmm.
No, good, I was telling Steve people. Earlier, it didn't click in my head that this year was our state's 200th anniversary, so
I'm off to Illinois. 1-8, Illinois became a state.
Yep, I remember Miss Blair teaching us that in Scholastic.
Stuck with me all these years.
Yes, it did. That one in Little Johnny Took a Drink, But He Shall Drink No More.
Because what he thought was H2O
was H2SO4.
I have no frame of reference here. So.
Oh my god, the shit that sticks in my head.
I had forgotten about that one, but as soon as you said it, it came
and I was
back
hoping that you would remember
the deep recesses of my mind.
I can't remember things that
it's hydrochloric. It's the chemical compound for hydrochloric acid.
It's H2SO4. And it's clear, it's colorless, odorless, and tasteless.
And then Mrs. Neal, my
I had Mrs. Neal
freshman year
for AA English.
She taught people how to spell onomatopoeia.
Oh no, ma.
Tupo?
Aya! Holy, there was a whole story about how he was supposed to take a package to their neighbor, Mr. Poe.
Yeah.
And he took it to the wrong neighbor, and when his mom told him, you're supposed to deliver it to Mr. Poe, the kid says, oh no, ma, Tupo, smacks his head. Aya! And that's how you remember how to spell it.
Well, again, I learned something today.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got your classic Roy G. Biv.
Oh.
And then for the planets, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Mavemshnip.
Rest in peace, Pluto.
Right?
Pluto will always be a planet to me.
Preach.
You're my boy, Pluto.
I remember my planets from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah, the one where...
When Screech taught them Mavemshnip. When they were doing their, like, Scholastic Bowl thing.
There's a series on YouTube called Zach Morris is Trash. I fully recommend watching it.
Okay.
It explains why Zach Morris is, in fact, an asshole and the villain of that show.
Interesting.
Oh, well, I don't need a web series. It's only that. The kid was a manipulative piece of shit.
What's going on here?
Uh-oh. We're going to find out that the word vagina makes some men uncomfortable. Just saying the word vagina.
Oh, you mean coitus? Just so blasé about everything, and I dig that.
Right? He just... Nothing phases the dude.
This is just so random and odd.
She comes flying in this harness, just whipping pain.
I imagine most conservatives view feminism like this.
Yeah.
Like a woman on cables?
Naked. Splattering paint on the floor.
I could see that. I could see a lot of, like, old fucking gray-haired white guys on Capitol Hill envisioning this as the definition of feminism.
Well, I guess she's not technically
she's
naked.
Still wearing
she had underwears.
She is an attractive woman.
The plural form.
Yeah.
Some panties, a pair of high boots, and a coat. Vagina. Long paw.
The green paint dripping down his forehead.
Yeah.
Johnson. He's so confused, like, what are you talking about? That 18
is she Lil
bad.
Lebowski?
She, yes.
She's got some little Lebowskis.
She wants a little Lebowski, is the thing.
Yeah.
She is the daughter of the Big Lebowski.
Right.
And an ex-wife, who I believe passed away. I was talking about my rug.
I love it. Another example of him regurgitating something he just heard.
Oh, you mean coitus?
Such genuine concern. In the true sense of the word, our mutual acquaintance,
Bunny, is one of these. Listen, Maude, I'm sorry if you're... Yeah, your stepmother.
Info, he's like 30 years younger than her. Do you have any
Kalila? Oh, is this log jamming?
Log jammers. They're log jamming, yeah.
He's a nihilist.
Carl Hungus.
See, I'm always with George Costanza. I think the best porn name would be Buck Naked.
Yeah.
I always thought
Harry Areola.
So if you're going for like more of a continental thing, right. It's vaguely European.
This is like watching The Room,
right?
The pornographer.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
I'm here to fix thine cable. Ich bin expert. So many good lines. You can see where it goes from here.
Right.
He fixes the cable.
It's fantastic.
And I believe that was Asia Carrera.
Really?
In the movie background? There.
Asia Carrera.
She got referenced on the Wayne's World episode because Tia Carrera right. was on
right,
there.
Right.
So that's funny that she ended up being in the movie.
Asian crush, by the way.
I mean, you mean Chinese?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that or not.
This movie's got so many cameos by people who are famous now, like right. Professor Lupin coming up here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. There's a... Yeah, I'm looking right now at the whole cast.
I just noticed something else here.
John Polito, who was in The Crow.
You see that big pair of scissors in the background?
This. I do.
They're going to make a reference later, too. Yes, another
they
will. Appearance.
They're like chasing him, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, you pick up on little shit like that every time.
Yeah, like the
nihilists
are dressed in the scissors or something.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
stuff in the background that comes... yes!
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, like the dude... Exactly, foreshadowing. The dude, like, absorbs everything, and then it comes out in conversations, dreams, etc.
And he's trying to sound smart. He's a good man.
He
and
is.
Thorough. Are those dismembered legs in the background?
They're like some mannequin legs, yes, hanging in almost mobile,
you know,
or
art.
Chandelier fashion.
Yeah,
so this guy's a stand-up comedian. His name's Dom Herrera.
Oh, yeah. He's a funny guy. He's got a rash so bad on his ass he can't even sit down. Fucking A, man.
Apparently, those are actually Jeff Bridges' real shoes.
A lot of jellies.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the That's wardrobe fantastic. Is actually his.
Very similar to David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking, Steve. That was not a costume that the studio provided.
In what context does he wear that? Like,
it's
in
David Bowie.
Yeah. Another fun fact about
cocaine's
different
a
movie,
hell of a drug.
Course. Yes, it is. In Legend, the bulge that you see is not David Bowie's genitalia.
You mean Labyrinth?
Labyrinth, yes. I'm sorry.
Legend was Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
that was
in
a good
very similar
movie.
Films in theme. But no, the bulge that David Bowie is so famous for in Legend was not his genitals. It was a sachet of potpourri. Because there were so many puppeteers that were down at waist height from him, he was very self-conscious.
What a thoughtful
about
son of a bitch.
Exactly. That he stuffed potpourri into his tights so they didn't have to swell his swamp ass and vinegary balls being on set all day.
Okay.
Who else would think to be so fucking gracious to the puppeteers other than Ziggy Stardust himself?
Frank Oz.
Was a fucking rhetorical question, Steve.
new information has come to light,
yeah.
man. And here's the dude eloquently explaining his new position.
He's struggling a little
bit. He really is.
I think he's really stating his case, though.
He's giving it a try, man. I'll tell you what I'm blathering about. I've got information, man. New shit has come to light. And
shit, man. She kidnapped herself. Would she do that? Sure, man. Look
at it. You know, a young pro. I don't know. She's an info.
In the parlance of our times.
And maybe some unknown pornographers.
It could be, you know, some underground guys that haven't made a name for themselves yet.
You know, there's already the new pornographers, but I think the unknown pornographers could be a band too.
The classic pornographers. Yeah.
You gotta shock the monkey. That's what Peter Gabriel taught us.
You could also spank the monkey.
Sprockets. Touch my monkey.
Now's the time of Sprockets, baby, dance!
Was that German, or were you just really angry?
It was supposed to be German. You don't know Sprockets?
I'm unfamiliar with a Sprocket.
It was an SNL skit. Mike Myers was like this weird
I'm as happy as a little girl.
I think I can picture the costume. I don't know if I've seen the skit.
It was like the black long sleeve shirt and pants and the glasses and the very combed over tight. Yeah, it was fucking weird. But at the end, he would always scream, "Now's the time on Sprockets, baby, dance!" And they'd start doing some fucked up, dumbass dance, but it was funny shit.
They thought about turning that into a movie. Oh, it was probably a good thing they didn't.
9 out of 10 of your SNL movies always sucked.
Yeah, I mean,
Coneheads and Wayne's World.
We got into Blues Brothers was the original. Yeah. But yeah, we got into that whole long discussion.
But like the 90s and early 2000s when they were just really trying to pump
it's
them
Pat,
out.
The Stewart, Superstar. Smalley,
I cannot believe Superstar got a movie.
Ladies Man.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You put it in the butt.
I got some Cavathier.
I got some Cavathier. Yes.
What happened to Tim Meadows?
He's on a sitcom now. Shit. What one is it? He works at a school. I'm trying to remember. I have to look it up. But he's got some kind of a gig right now.
And there was the other black guy.
There's a toe. There's
Bunny's toe. What's
That's
on
more
it?
So we think.
Green fingernail polish.
As Steve pointed out earlier.
I am observant.
But no, the other black guy from SNL.
Tracy
Morgan.
He's so annoying.
He's on the Goldbergs.
Really? Okay.
That's what Tim Meadows is on.
I loved him on 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. He was great on 30 Rock. And as Brian Fellows.
Because he did the skit called The Other Black Guy when Tim Meadows was still the main black guy on SNL after Chris Rock left.
But it looks like he's also now on Man with a Plan, which is Joey from Friends, his new series.
I've heard good things.
Apparently
about that.
Tim Meadows is on that.
But he's on the Goldbergs. I didn't care for
He did the short-lived Son of Zorn on Fox, where it had like the animated.
It was like the He-Man type guy.
Yeah, I watched about 5 episodes of it, and
I watched
I just
one episode.
Lost interest, but he played the stepdad on that.
No, I gave the Goldbergs the old college try. I gave it the 3 episodes.
Oh, I love it.
Where I won't stop or continue watching a show until I've watched the first 3 episodes.
I'm kind of the same way. Sometimes I'll give it 5 if I really think it. If it's a show that's run for several years, and I know a lot of people like it, I'll give it 5 to get into it. I had to do that with Battlestar Galactica. But if it's a new series, I'm like you. 3, and I'm like, nah, I'm out.
I don't have a lot of free time
to
sit and watch television. So
You can't tell that judging by your Facebook page.
Because it's a mobile phone, Steve. I can share memes while I'm taking a poop.
See, that you know? That's mean of me, but Dave is actually one of my favorite Facebook follows that I've ever had.
Thank you.
It all happened
here. I'm drunk at the movies.
Indeed. But I don't have a whole lot of spare time to sit and watch television, so I can't. People are like, oh, you gotta
Song
get through the whole
the
first
whale.
Season. I don't.
That's how I felt about Supernatural. I couldn't get into that show, and I gave it a shot.
I couldn't get into it because I'm not a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You know? I couldn't.
I left it behind in, like, season 3. And I think it's still on
it's like
right
season
now.
Season 15 or something.
Yeah.
Now.
But, like, the big one that I would love to watch is Game of Thrones.
It's great.
Because it's full of so many things that I would love. Yeah. Dragons, sword fights.
Titties.
You know, murder. Well, titties, of course. Well, fucking A, titties, man.
And
but
wieners.
It's like the first
oh, there's
watched
the nihilist.
Flea and a guy who looks like Stephen Merchant.
Fucking A, it's Flea. But, like, the first season is
Oh, nice marmot.
It's clearly a ferret, right?
That's
not a marmot.
It's a ferret.
That's a ferret.
Well, a bowling ball isn't used in golfing either. I mean, the dude does what he wants and says what he wants. Yeah. Nothing like an angry fucking ferret clawing at your junk, dude.
You gotta get the Mr. Bubble. And then the scrubbing bubble.
Absolutely.
Did you know that there's there's a weird, unusual sport called, I think it's called ferret legging or something like that.
Yeah, they put a ferret in your pants and like, duct tape your pant legs. Yeah. And you keep it in there as long as you can.
And it's an endurance contest.
This is a game?
Yeah.
Not so much a game as it is just like a competition.
Yeah. To be fair, it sounds more entertaining than curling.
Meh. I've swept my floor. I don't really need to sweep ice. If there,
but if you can win a medal.
You know what I would do with that medal?
Shine that sumbitch.
Sell it to
turn
my liquor
it sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass.
I was going to say sell it to buy liquor and cocaine. Gotcha. But I mean, whatever, you know. No, seriously, though, ferreting or ferret legging. Yes, yeah. You duct tape your pant legs to your shoes, put a ferret in your pants, and last longer than the other guy who has done the same thing.
I read about it in a book called Sports from Hell.
It seems like an appropriate title.
Rick Riley, he wrote for Sports Illustrated.
It's a very Spartan activity.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how anyone wins that.
No one wins. There are no winners, sir.
Because the winner may still get ripped to shreds on the inside.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the guy who kept the ferret in his pants longest is still going to need stitches on his genitalia, I'm sure.
But apparently sometimes they just curl up in the leg and just, like, get cozy. But then they have to disturb them.
Because ferrets do enjoy sleeping in dark, like,
poke a ferret with a stick while it's trapped inside of my pants.
Yeah. Sounds great.
A parrot's bed is usually just a sling. Ferret's bed is usually just a sling where they can get nice and cozy in the dark. So, yeah, I could see them going down the pant leg and sleeping. But, yes, as Dustin pointed out, yes, they will poke and agitate the animal until it does what it's supposed to do, which is claw and bite.
They get the Mountie shock stick. And they,
Jesus Christ, I don't think it quite gets that bad there, Dustin.
And there's the dude wearing my sweater.
Donnie's drinking a slice. When's the last time you saw a can of slice?
That's not just any regular slice.
Is that orange?
That's black cherry slice.
I can't tell what's on
it's the black can. Gotcha. Now, here's the thing, and I don't know if any of you guys remember.
Fucking Nazis.
But I don't know anyone who lived in Illinois at the time who remembered, because I lived in Iowa at the time. They made an apple slice.
Nope.
Apple soda.
I
wonder if that was a test market thing.
It may have been.
Because there was a Pepsi Raging Raspberry that we had
around
here. Yes,
because they used Come On Feel the Noise in the commercial. Yeah,
it was a test market, and apparently I thought it was great.
I loved it.
A lot of us kids at school liked it, but it never took off, and more people didn't know about it until years later I found out we were, like, a test area.
But yes, Slice made an apple soda that was great. Pepsi Blue.
It was so bad. It was licorice, like black licorice.
It was
terrible.
Terribly bitter. It was not good.
What happened to the Snapple Elements?
Oh.
You know what I miss? Is
the rain one was garbage. That was the cactus.
It was. It was horrible.
I think there's, like, Volcano. There's, like, 8 of them or something. I liked them.
The one drink that I missed from the 90s was Orbitz water that had like the little balls of gelatin suspended throughout it. It was wonderful water.
You should just get some kombucha now with like, they have floaty shit in it.
Is that what the pillow is called?
It wasn't just floaty
a kombucha pillow.
No, you know, it had the interesting like lava lamp shaped bottle and it had these little balls of colored gelatin suspended in the water.
I remember those.
It was very 90s.
What did Donnie's shirt say this time? I didn't look.
I didn't talking about 90s drinks.
Calling them a Caucasian.
We're about to be introduced to the strain.
Yeah. Who everybody's mom loved. Sam Elliott.
I'm just about to say that. That's my mom's favorite person in the whole world.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like a Lonesome Dove or some shit like that?
I think so. And now he's on the Ranch on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher.
Yep. Yeah, I watched that series.
Like that was one I gave the old 3-episode try and I couldn't hang.
I didn't give it an episode. I watched like 20 minutes of it with my mom and I'm like, eh.
I thought it was decent.
Yeah. It takes different strokes to move the world, you know?
That's what she said. Sorry.
Actually, what she usually says is shut the fuck up. So,
that's what I'm used to. I'm married. Like Patrick Stewart, Sam Elliott does not age.
The double deuce.
Oh, Patrick Stewart and
it helps when you're bald, like at a really early age, or you go gray, like Steve Martin. He's looked the same age for forever.
No, he really has, dude. No, I was gonna say Sean Connery. He stopped aging back around the time of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I think it was when he hit max level.
Yeah,
and just stopped leveling. And just kind of stayed, man. I dig your style too, man. I'm so jealous of Sam Elliott's mustache. It's just so just large and full, and it's just a magnificent piece of facial hair, dude.
You have to use so many cuss words. What the fuck are you talking about?
I like saying that he's questioning his use of cuss words. He comes back with an F-bomb and he just smiles.
Yeah, thanks, man.
He didn't know where he was going there. He
nope.
Just came in for a sarsaparilla.
Kind of take the left, hooks a right, and bails.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, yeah, no.
Maude's nagging about seeing the doctor. It's not even his old lady, man.
She knows he's at the bowling. Friend. No, he's at the bowling.
She's not
alley.
My special lady, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't display a lot of that in my house. I mean, I display a lot of in
this,
my house.
This artwork.
But yeah, there's Lupin that you mentioned.
That's
David Fulis.
What his real name?
Yeah, I think that's
right. Let me look. Yeah, David Thewlis.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you, man? Yeah, I'm a friend with a cleft asshole. What do you do?
He's got a very John Waters mustache in this role.
Yeah.
That's a man you don't see enough of.
John Waters?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He had a TV show, I think, on, I don't know, some, like, cable network. I can't remember which one.
His films were just something special.
I think
man.
He needs to be, like, the next Svengoolie, but with a different theme.
Oh, okay.
Have him just host something late night Saturday night. Right.
Yeah, like the old TNT Monster Vision with Joe Bob Briggs.
Or USA all night. Up All Night with
hell yeah, dude.
Rhonda Shearer and
Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey, yeah.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. No, I miss Joe Bob Briggs.
I do too.
I heard that may be coming back.
No.
Swear to God. I think I saw that on Facebook, and Joe Bob posted something or other.
They would run shit like
I mean, Mystery Science Theater came back.
Yeah.
So.
See, I would like them. I would like to see him do Monster Vision, but like a Netflix or Hulu type thing. Mm-hmm.
My favorite Monster Vision was They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper. God. That was such a... That fight in the alley.
Putting on the glasses, man. Oh my god, yes.
Autobahn.
The Nihilist have an album.
They were wanting to be Kraftwerk.
Apparently, the porn business wasn't working out for them.
Right? Yeah. You gotta explore all opportunities, man. All right, so I mean, when Flea is one of your members, you have to start a band.
Yeah,
does that shirt look like something base. Ghost Rider would wear? That looks like the Ghost Rider jacket.
I thought you were talking about the dude's V-neck white T-shirt at first. I was about to say, no, Steve, it does not.
No, Lupin's shirt
yes,
here.
No, it
looks
very,
like Ghost Rider,
well, modern Ghost Rider.
And I was thinking the PBS children's show Ghost Rider.
Oh. No, not writer, Rider. Yeah. You know the whole Johnny Blaze,
starring
Spirit of Vengeance.
Sheldon Turniphead.
Yes,
and Samuel L. Jackson.
Sam Jackson was on Ghost Rider.
He played that kid's dad in like the first episode.
Are you fucking? Yeah. Are you shitting
I want
me?
This motherfucking Ghost Rider
to get
out of
the
my
fuck
motherfucking
out of my
basement.
Goddamn house.
I want to hear like the outtakes from that episode.
Oh, we are laughing. We have fun.
This is fun, y'all.
You know, fucking Sam Jackson did Ghost Rider. Fucking Lawrence Fishburne did Pee Wee's Playhouse. I mean,
Morgan Freeman was on the Electric
everywhere.
Company.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers show up everywhere.
Easy
dude.
Reader. Do we recognize the doctor there? If we're talking sitcoms that were on TV for quite a while?
No, he's a face that I recognize, but I wouldn't be able to put a name to it.
He is Ron Jeet from How I Met Your Mother. He
yes.
was
the
reoccurring...
The driver!
The
yes.
driver. Hello!
I've not seen that show.
Yeah, okay. He was their limo driver on the New Year's Eve episode and shit. Yes.
That is Ron Jeet. And that's his whole part there. Just that little
was
bit.
Was just looking in the dude's ear.
Yeah.
Dude's feeling pretty good, smoking some weed, listening to Clear.
Just got home from Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Doot, walking out my back door.
Being followed.
By a bug. So.
Got
what's
some
he,
road sodies.
Yeah, got not even hiding. And,
looking out my back door.
You're supposed to put that in one of those,
Maybe a balance cup with
gas
a straw
station
in it.
Cups, yeah.
Yeah, like the big 44 ounce you can fit the bottle or can in, drop the straw right down, boom. See, that line always bothered me. Victrola does not rhyme with Owens, goddammit.
No.
Well, that's like that Ed Sheeran song, trying to ride grass with whatever.
You actually listen to an Ed Sheeran song?
He's got a nice voice.
It's
he's catchy. In love with that body.
He's got the dulcet tones Steve, of Ed Sheeran Steve does something
him,
to me.
Steve likes him a ginger man, apparently.
Don't judge me.
What is not judgment.
He didn't wear a bathrobe to a guest.
It was not judgment, it was an observation.
This aggression will not stand.
Right?
It's very rude. I know.
You are not abiding today.
Again, I'm not judging, I'm observing. I'm like Isaac Newton today.
Now, that sounded pretty judgy.
But the thing about Ed Sheeran is, though, he makes the panty drop. So you play that for some lady, a special lady friend you're trying to impress? Well, what
did anyway, here's find? Wonderwall.
The Louisiana Purchase.
Dude, oh my god, have you ever seen this on television? Like, just on regular TV? You're
trying to find a stranger in the Alps?
This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
And here we are at the Landlord's production.
Yeah. So what was that he was just looking at?
It was some homework.
He found Larry Sellers' homework.
It was his report on the Louisiana Purchase.
And Larry is likely the person that stole his car and has the money, the briefcase with the money in it.
Gotcha.
Larry is not a bright student. I don't know if you caught the
D-minus.
Use a dictionary.
Yeah, he's not a bright student.
This is really good.
The landlord's dance with the full body suit and the... very Pan-esque sash and headpiece.
This is what you have to do when you can't pay the rent.
You have to go watch your landlord put on a show.
I've also seen that movie, and it did not end up this way.
Do you mean if I have sex cable. With you, I don't have to pay a security deposit?
Donnie,
I've seen that video.
Donnie just comments on how good In-N-Out burgers are, and he gets shut the fuck up, Donnie.
It's a good burger.
Yeah.
I've never had an In-N-Out.
I've had Whataburger.
Dude, I did not know Whataburger was a real thing until I moved to Texas. I thought it was just something on King of the Hill.
All over Texas.
Delicious. Their spicy ketchup, dude. You can buy it in the stores. I recommend you go get a bottle.
Like in Illinois, you can get the spicy ketchup?
Yeah, you can go to like Kroger and get it. They have Whataburger makes mustard and ketchup like you can buy in bottles.
Huh.
Their spicy ketchup is fucking delicious.
Okay, then.
Whataburger, it's phenomenal. One of the very few things that I miss about Texas is Whataburger.
I'm a fan of Five Guys.
Never been.
I wasn't talking about burgers.
Five Guys, I love
it. Well, I can't judge, apparently, well so you do you, Steve.
I would appreciate not... No judgment zone.
This is the no shade zone.
Burgers, some beer, a few laughs. Walter got all dressed up for the occasion.
He really did. I mean, jacket, tie, the full nine. He's got like the not quite sunglasses, amber.
Are they transition?
They appear to be shooter glasses. Is what they look like?
Yes, they're not transition. They're like range glasses. Yeah, that's formal wear for Walter, apparently.
Kind of Johnny Depp, Fear and Loathing.
Yeah,
a little.
Yeah. Oh, we're about to find a stranger in the Alps, gentlemen and lady.
Yep, well, we'll turn this up. So he's still got about 40 grand spent there.
And he's got about 960, 970 left, depending on options.
Pilar.
See?
Me, sir, Larry, no.
So did they leave Donnie in the car?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Probably with the engine running.
Windows cracked.
They cracked the window. He got
like a dog, you know. A
little bowl of water in the back seat.
So Donnie's good, man. He's fine. The Iron Lung.
Weird Al has a song, Mr. Frump and the Iron Lung.
Yes, he does.
He actually played it on this last tour.
Nice.
That is just...
He uses the air release valve on the accordion to make the iron lung sound.
That's amazing.
No shit. But
that's how he does it.
That is great.
You think?
The man's in an iron lung. And just, oh no, he has health problems.
Well, Walter asked if he still wrote while he's in there. Walter, yes. I don't think so, man.
Really enormous fans. Brandon, especially the early episodes, was truly a source of inspiration.
Fucking Walter, you know, the catch in his throat. He's about to weep as he's talking about this television show.
We're hoping it won't be necessary to call the police. But that's up to little Larry here.
Larry.
Yeah, Larry looks like a D minus
every
student.
16-year-old in the history of ever.
Just the blank expression. There's no light in the eyes, man.
Is this your homework, Larry?
Little Larry Sellers is played by Jesse Flanagan.
Should I know that name?
No, because he's only had 9 roles, and the last one was playing Jimmy Kimmel Jr. number 2 on the Jimmy Kimmel Show in 2007.
Before that, it was like Boy 4.
Yeah, this was his first movie.
Jimmy Kimmel 2 on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Jimmy Kimmel Jr.
So, there was a Jimmy Kimmel Jr. number 1 that had higher billing than he did.
Probably a younger or older version of Jimmy Kimmel Jr.
And the
skit.
The guy playing his dad died in 2005, and he was in a lot of Coen Brothers movies. He was in Barton Fink, which also starred John Goodman, Hudsucker Proxy.
Oh, yeah.
Plan B, gentlemen.
What happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
He's so upset. I like that he had Plan B ready to go.
Oh, Plan B was actually Plan A. Plan A was just the contingency. This was going to happen the whole time.
Nope, there's Donnie reading the paper.
Like I said, the windows are cracked. Donnie's good, man. He's keeping himself occupied. Out comes the crowbar, folks.
That's not even a tire iron. He planned this. This was premeditated.
Do you see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass, Larry.
Jesus Christ, that's a gorgeous car, too.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, pre-swing, it was a gorgeous car. Ooh.
Did your DVD just edit you?
It really did. It censored it at the perfect time.
The audio drops sometimes.
Like, Walter's going to have a heart attack right here. Like, he's going to go into full-on cardiac arrest swinging this crowbar and screaming, man.
So does this car represent some Vietnamese, some Chinamen, if you will?
What are you doing, man?
Have you guys ever seen Too Many Cooks?
It's not even his car.
Oh.
Have you guys seen Too Many Cooks?
I have not.
Mm-mm.
Well, this guy looks like the... If you've never seen Too Many Cooks, you should. It's really strange.
Yeah, because that car is really going to suffer.
A few years back, Adult Swim was doing these short films. They would find directors and stuff, and they would do, like, these short films. And this one called Too Many Cooks, it starts out, it's like the quintessential, like, 80s sitcom theme song. Showing the family and this and that.
Okay.
And then it starts to kind of break down. And there's a dude that keeps showing up, like, in the background, getting creepier and creepier before he's, like, eating the family and shit, pretty much. And that the dude that comes out that owns that car reminds me of him. No, you need to watch Too Many Cooks and unedited footage of an unidentified bear.
So Walter got the dude's car torn to shit. And the dude, being the guy he is, still took him to In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude was hungry, man.
And now he's putting nails in a board.
Yeah, he's like making a doorstop, isn't he? Like a security thing.
Well, yeah, you gotta make sure that people can't come into your house anymore. Wooed and pissed on
how
his
many
blood.
Times
and then the Nihilist
happened?
Did. And, well, Maude with her goons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too many people break into his house and beat his ass. For being a non-confrontational, chill, fucking very zen guy, he fucking gets his house broke into and beat down quite a lot.
The beautiful thing about this is the dude doesn't really think this plan through.
Right?
Because his door opens outwards.
Yeah, and then the chair just falls, and in come the goons.
Is that Wu again?
Yeah. It is Wu again, and Jackie Treehorn needs to see him.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Did you just Zack Ryder us?
I did.
Oh.
That was great.
Yep, and here we go again. We got...
titties.
We got red-haired titties. On the beach. Nobody doesn't like titties.
Jackie Treehorn.
Straight guys, straight women, lesbians, even gay dudes. Titties are great, dude.
They're symmetric.
This guy's face.
Even when they're not symmetric, who cares?
No, a titty, it's a circle instead of a circle instead of a sphere.
Oh, I just meant, like, the two side by side.
Well, no, none of them are symmetric.
Right, well, unless they've been surgically enhanced.
Well, yeah, that's not fair. That's cheating. I mean, I'm not judging. Titties is titties.
You hear those people say, oh, they're fake tits. Well, it was, you know, the line from Shallow Hal. He said, there, I could squeeze him, that's real enough for me.
My father is a wise man, and he once said, and once you see one, you want to see the rest of them, too.
Absolutely! There's never a time, you want to see some titties? Nah, I'm good. anyone. No one has ever said that. No one has ever turned down seeing titties. Whether it's in real life, on the internet.
Anime.
Somebody texting you. Anime. Whatever. If someone says, do you want to see some tits? The answer is always, yeah.
Sure.
Who says no to seeing boobs?
It's even better when someone says, hey, want to see some fucked up tits?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did.
You know, Tara Reid was on here
Charlotte
earlier.
Charlotte Flair?
Did you ever see Tara Reid's Franken titties?
Yeah, those were rough.
Oh, man. You know, for someone who had plenty of money to spend on cosmetic surgery, she did not find the caliber of surgery.
Or was it all, like, snorted? I would guess she didn't have a whole lot of money left over at the time.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, it is.
This is Jackie Treehorn. He is since passed as well. You may recognize him from another movie that we mentioned earlier that Sam Elliott was in called Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
He was also in that one.
Anytime this is Roadhouse, I instantly go to Peter Griffin.
I still jerk off manually. Another great line.
No, Roadhouse was a wonderful film. I really enjoyed that because it was in the whole 80s heyday. Patrick Swayze, there was Switchblade Cowboy Boots. I mean, what was wrong with that movie?
I mean, pain don't hurt.
I'm saying, dude.
Also, Terry Funk's in it.
Yeah. You can wear tight 80s Levi's and still beat ass with a mullet. I mean, it was the 80s, dude.
Swayze.
The Swayze Express, man. It's coming through.
Choo-choo.
Thank you.
Is it Sebastian Mox here?
Yes!
the Trailer Park Boys signed... picture is over there on the Drunken Lullabies Wall of Fame.
She and I are very huge Trailer Park
Boys fans. I have not started the new season yet.
Oh,
I watched it twice.
I'm not going to say anything.
Except?
Just take a Benadryl at the last episode because your allergies will kick in. Trust me, you will get a little teary-eyed. You'll get a little runny nose.
Well, I know it's the last of the Leahy.
Yeah.
You know, and I was wondering how they were going to handle that, but apparently they did finish filming before Mr. Leahy, John Dunsworth, passed away. But there's a very candid scene at the end.
I thought you were just going to say one thing.
Have you ever known me to just say one thing?
Yeah, this is what he was drawing.
00 dude here trying to get a phone number or an address or something.
Right, and it's just a little stick figure with a giant prick.
That's giant?
In proportion to the rest of the drawing.
Yeah, it looks pretty
average
to me. Is
that the scale?
Is yours not?
Well, this is the length of the average penis. But no, they did this kind of candid thing with John Dunsworth, and it really hit you in the feels, man. But it was a good season. You've never seen Trailer Park?
It's not everybody's cup of tea.
It's not.
It isn't everybody's cup of tea. It's very formulaic. Every season is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still entertaining. The characters are wonderful.
It's stupid humor.
It's very stupid humor. It helps to drink or indulge in your drug of choice to watch the show.
Acid.
I would love to drop a hit or two and watch Trailer Park Boys sometimes. I never have.
Some shroomies.
Absolutely.
I've just drank.
Yeah.
It's there is nothing wrong with that.
I am,
sir.
The liquor.
Yesterday.
Absolutely, and that is the theme of the show.
It was our high holiday in dudeism yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was too busy recording a bunch of podcast episodes, and there were no traditional party favors or anything.
No?
Around. Yeah. Uh-oh.
I know.
It makes a hell of a Caucasian
there.
We did
not indulge in the traditional 420 party favors yesterday.
Dude,
that was,
just got
that was a bit
roofied.
Of a disappointment.
Yep, he got a little Special K, little GHB maybe. Maybe some HGH, I don't know. Guy was drawing boners, maybe he was giving right. him some human...
Who knows what they
did
his
ass. Did he get
them
from
with.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah. He'd just get a really big five head if that was the case. And thud.
Boom. Done. Darkness washed over the dude.
Took us.
He did say the word took us.
That's poetry.
And then bottom. What other butt words can we add in here? Oh, and then we...
Jackie Treehorn presents...
Gutterballs.
Starring the dude. And Maud Lebowski.
You might find this hard to believe. Maybe. I read a lot of Jeff Bridges interviews.
what condition my condition was in.
He was saying when he's doing the scene where he's going down the bully aisle between the girl's legs.
Rot is fantastic.
The girls had put like merkins or something in their bikinis.
Yeah.
Oh, so that they had shit.
Big old bush.
Yeah. Underneath
their.
Like the Black Crowes album cover.
Which, that was actually, I think, a Hustler magazine cover.
Was it? Mm. And they just zoomed in and cropped it for their album cover?
Yep. So this song is done by the First Edition.
For those who don't
know. Yeah, right?
They're not bowling
shoes. This song's actually on my phone.
Check out those bowling shoes.
Yes, the silver and gold bowling shoes. He's got
some moves, man, for a bigger dude.
What, big guys can't dance?
Traditionally, not like that. Why are you so judgmental?
You ever seen Chris Farley dance, motherfucker, turn cartwheels?
I said traditionally.
He danced with Swayze.
He did
for his money.
Yep. In the Chippendales skit, which is one of the greatest skits from the 1990s.
This just reminds me of a Looney Tune.
Right?
And, Bugs Bunny, Singer and shit. Doc?
Yeah. I have, like, the entire Looney Tunes collection over there on DVD.
You have, like, every good old-fashioned family DVD racist skits?
Yes.
Well, they now have that disclaimer before the Warner Brothers cartoons. They
do, and I am actually very proud of Warner Brothers for that.
They still show it. Editing
or destroying them, yeah. They put the disclaimer saying this came from a different time with a different set of moral values, but we're not going to censor it because it would
disrespect the art. We're not saying all Mexicans are lazy.
Or rapist or druggies.
We're not saying that all Africans will boil you in a cauldron and eat you, but...
We're not saying all red-headed, you know, rednecks fire their guns in the air and try to hunt rabbits.
And not all Martians will disintegrate you. But you know what? It was a product of its time.
All Martians matter.
I have the Disney movie...
All Martians anti-matter.
Song of the South, which is pretty much stricken from the record.
Can't
will never be released. I bought it at Comic-Con and a bootleg.
Nice.
But you'll still hear Zippity Doodah sometimes played on things, and you're like, what's that from? Oh, yeah, it's from that Disney movie that they don't talk about anymore.
Like Birth of a Nation?
Yeah. Not quite that, but...
But it's that good old-fashioned family racism from back in the day.
Yeah. Like car babies are against the PC.
Yeah.
Right? You can't do that.
To be fair... You cannot do that.
Oh, here we go.
And there's the scissors.
The scissors are back.
They're going to cut off his Johnson.
They cut off your Johnson! You have some fucked up drug hallucination dreams, man.
This is a performance art piece.
And motherfuckers running in place in the red bodysuits with the giant scissors.
They're nihilists.
A combination of his landlord and the giant scissors and
from what I understand, the spandex red bodysuit is the official uniform of nihilists around the world.
Uh-oh. Now he's in a Radiohead video.
Which is the worst place
you can be. That's a reference maybe lost on a lot of people. They have a music video where a guy's just being... hunted down by a car. It's from the OK Computer album.
It reminded me of the movie Duel.
I thought you were going to say OK Go for a second.
Yeah, OK Go. Actually, no, I'm wrong. It's not Radiohead. It was Uncle, which was a side project.
Oh. And here he is singing the theme song to the TV show.
But, saying that Radiohead and Uncle are different is like saying that Tool and A Perfect Circle are different. It's the same thing.
Well, there's only one guy from Tool in Perfect Circle. And that new album is great. I just bought it.
I haven't heard their new album.
I bought it.
But it was the same thing, dude. The music was so close that it... Care to back up that
Well, you never really listened to Tool, so...
Yeah.
I was listening to Tool this morning.
I was listening to Tool when I was in high school, back when you was in grade school.
Lateralists.
I was listening to Tool before Tool was a thing.
Yeah, man. Opiate EP.
Hell yeah, dude. But no, it's just like, for me, Tool and A Perfect Circle were very similar. The themes were the same. The music pieces was do very fit. Similar. They do. I watched them fall away.
A friend of the show and past guest, Adam Z of the Low Below podcast, he just calls A Perfect Circle emo Tool.
Thank you.
Well played.
So what was his name again?
Adam Z.
Adam Z, if you're out there, salute.
So... we were talking all about it yesterday when the like Perfect Circle jerk album off came out.
I like your jerk off face. I love this cop, dude.
I don't like you jerking off. You jerk off.
A little gold whistle on his lapel there. All the cops are wearing shorts.
Hey, he earned that.
the whistle?
It's absolutely. Like a rape
whistle. Oh, you can't do that.
Fucking fascist.
Yeah. Dude. Fucking great, man.
You just turned.
What's crazy is that guy.
Stay out of Malibu.
He's in a movie I just saw called A Quiet Place. He's one
is
of.
Is that good?
He is great. He's it one of really the six people good. In the movie.
He's a really good actor.
I've never seen that, by the way.
I mean, as far as I've seen, it was a good movie.
He was also in True Grit, which was a Coen Brothers
and another
movie.
One with...
Wait.
Dude, that was yeah. Grit. True Grit. He played the sheriff in True Grit.
The remake of the John Wayne movie.
They remade True Grit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With, a while ago.
How do I not know this? I love True Grit.
Dude, he plays the sheriff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who else is in that movie?
Was it a good reboot?
Matt Damon. Eagles, man.
Dude.
I don't like the Eagles either.
I do not.
I'm very torn because there are some songs that I just absolutely love. But on the whole, a lot of their music was a little too country bluegrass for me.
The taxi driver, I just looked up his credits. He was in an episode of Angel. He played
the Buffy spinoff?
Black Man.
Well, how
a little on the nose,
right?
Oh boy, Angel, you're not really trying hard there, are you?
Oh shit!
Did anybody play white guy?
She's got Oliver
toe. Oh, so she had a vestigial toe that
she may have had a vestigial pinky toe.
Yeah,
but I mean, the plastic surgeon did a wonderful job.
Of course,
she's instantly healed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Something doesn't look right.
Someone ransacked his place.
No, I think it kind of looked like that.
Because he didn't look a lot different before, but yes, I mean.
Oh, and he trips over his little
his own little security device. he looks at it like, "Well, fuck me," and Maud is back,
and she is ready to something
coitus.
Yeah,
you mean coitus?
With the door wide open,
would the verb just be coit?
She's wearing my robe.
I'm going to have to use the facilities, gentlemen.
Oh, the Star Wars bathroom is straight ahead and to the left.
There's a Star Wars bathroom?
Yep. The light should be on in there so you won't get lost.
Smoking a roach. Cuddling Maud.
He is a big fan of the roaches, it seems.
He is.
To the last drop, like Maxwell House. Yeah. He doesn't have one of those carnival-like feathers, though. Do you remember those? They were like a prize you could win, but it was essentially like a roach clip.
Had a little clip on
yeah.
the end. Now that you mention it, yes.
Yeah, give it to your kids. Oh, it's a little decoration. And then, like, mom and dad want a party later.
Mm-hmm.
You get those rock band mirrors. Yeah, put that on display on your wall because it's your favorite band. Oh, you mean you can also snort coke off of this? Yeah.
It's just secrets you're
those carnies.
Right
those carnies were all about partying.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Clean up vomit 12 hours a day? Coke to get through the day.
My favorite carny that I found was on Hey Vern, It's My Family album. And Boogie Worrell, you can hear all about it on The Importance of Seeing Ernest Episode 2.
I'm going to have
Ernest's cousin is a carny.
Okay.
And he runs the Scrambler. And he raps. And says... Boogie.
This kind of sounds like Donnie Baker.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of see that, I guess.
Now, Dustin,
oh, she's pulling the knees in. She's trying to embrace his seed.
She's trying to inseminate.
Now, what
now,
were
Dustin,
you saying?
I'm actually very impressed. I don't know what I expected when you said Star Wars bathroom.
It's classy.
It's very classy.
But it's still cool.
There's some nice canvas art. The yeah. Darth Vader, C-3PO, the X-Wing fighter, and the Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Now... one has to wonder, were those purchased at Hobby Lobby or Gordman's?
Neither.
Really?
TJ Maxx.
Okay. That would be the third option for the you know, canvas on
the
wood.
The Leia I ordered off Etsy,
the Leia's nice. It doesn't quite fit the rest of the theme with the gold
yeah.
and silver, but it's nice. And I like the little mirrors that kind of look like stars mm-hmm. in the distance. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, Brianna did a good job.
I enjoyed urinating in there. Thank you.
That's what we aim for,
right.
And we hope that you aim as well.
And right. I did, and you know, there's always a few drops, you know, I wiped the rim, of course, you know, out of respect.
Shake it once, that's fine. Shake it twice, that's okay. Shake it three times. You're playing with yourself once again. That's a good Charlotte right there.
And who doesn't?
Was taught that line by Generation X. I know when I'm playing with
myself. I don't need good Charlotte to tell me that I'm fucking having fun in the bathroom, okay? I know what I'm doing.
I saw good Charlotte live at the Madison 17 years ago yesterday.
Wow. Now, do you know where their name came from?
Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah, no, Charlotte's Web. Some pig.
No. The Bride of Chucky. I read this in an interview.
Never saw it.
Why do I feel like Bride of Chucky came out after Good Charlotte did?
Good Charlotte came out 2000, 2001.
I read this in an interview. I'm not saying that it's 100% correct information. I read it in an interview. There's a scene where, Chucky's wife, when she's still a woman before she becomes a doll.
Jennifer Tilly,
thank you. Mm-hmm. One wonderful set of tits, Jennifer Tilly.
Are you referring to the movie Bound with Gina Gershon?
I'm just talking about Jennifer Tilly's tits.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, there's a scene.
That's a whole separate podcast. There's a
scene, right? Tilly's tits.
She has a tarantula.
With Dave.
Named Charlotte. And she goes to pick it up and she's like, oh, good Charlotte. And picks up her spider and puts it away. From what I read, again, I can't verify this is correct information, that is where they took their name from.
Hmm. Interesting. That's an interesting fact.
I don't know if it's a fact. A
factoid, if you will.
It's just what I read. A factoid, indeed. Which is a piece of information that can't be verified as true or false. It's just what I read.
It's also a small fact.
That would be an asteroid being a small ass.
Speaking of asteroids, I got my asteroids pint glass down here.
Not very often that you hear someone say, speaking of asteroids.
I actually played asteroids. Here's Gideon from The Crow. Oh. Fuck me. Fuck me! Shit on me! Yeah.
Which is ironic since The Crow is the last one that we all did together.
Yes.
Right?
We just really like John Polito. Rest in peace.
Who doesn't?
He's another dead one.
Again, another guy with that Waters pencil thin top of the lip mustache. And wears it well.
Defino is his character name.
He's a brother Seamus.
He died 2 years ago and again did a lot of Coen Brothers stuff. He's just one of those guys that popped up in quite a bit.
Was he in Fargo?
Well, let's check. Who Lebowski knows? And Miller's Crossing. He was in 222 Things.
Jesus.
That is an impressive amount of work.
That does not surprise me because he pops up.
Yeah, it's all everywhere. Like single episodes or two or three episodes in a lot of movies. Yeah, and a lot of Batman voiceover work.
Really? Who does he normally
voice? In Arkham Origins, he was Commissioner Gillian B. Loeb.
Okay, Commissioner Loeb was the crooked commissioner when Gordon was still just like a detective.
Naturally. He was Carmine Falcone on Arkham Underworld.
Okay.
He played Hammerhead on Ultimate Spider-Man.
Really?
So the dude does a lot of voice.
He's very mobby.
He's very
mafia-esque.
He's got an Italian
He
voice.
Was Commissioner Loeb in Batman Year One.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was.
That was one of my favorite of the DC animated films.
The Superman Shazam, The Return of Black Adam, he was a police captain.
I can definitely
The dude did a lot of stuff.
222 credits.
That's an insane amount of credits. That's
extremely impressive.
How do you keep them on the farm after they've seen Carl Hungus?
You know, Carl Hungus,
that sounds like that's something you do to a German girl, I think.
Give her the old Carl
Hungus. Carl Hungus.
Now, man,
you've heard of Cunnilingus.
I was gonna make an oven
How about
joke,
the Carl Hungus?
But I seriously
think my favorite porn name has gotta be Hung Solo.
Yeah. Do you recognize the lady here on the left?
I do not. The one who...
The nihilist girlfriend.
Actually did give up the toe for this plot.
Yes.
I know a few women that actually look like her.
She doesn't normally look like this. Are you a fan of the band Rush?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with them.
Do you know the song Time Stands Still?
I do not.
Yes.
That is Amy Mann right there. A musician. She was the singer for the rock band Till Tuesday. Voices Carrie.
Yeah.
Hush, hush. That's her.
Really?
Yeah, she is a solo musician now, but that's her.
Another great asteroid.
Yeah.
You think she and Flea knew each other?
Possibly.
If not, they did now.
They very likely, yes, could have met on set, became wonderful friends, lovers, who knows?
No, I think she's married to Michael Penn. I think he's another
Has that musician. Ever stopped people from becoming lovers? I was really lovers?
Hoping you were going to say Michael Bolton.
Right?
Michael...
You know, Michael Bolton has an extensive library, but I still don't think anything he did was compares to the Jack Sparrow song he did with Lonely
Boys. Yeah, that was pretty good. So it's all coming together.
We're pulling the thread.
Yeah, we're gonna hear how it all connects.
My point is, here we are. It's Shabbos, the Sabbath, which I'm allowed to break only if it's a matter of life or death.
When you come off and walk, you're not even fucking Jewish.
So offended.
Very offended.
What are you talking about? I converted when I married Cynthia. Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah, and 10 years ago, you were divorced.
So what are you saying? When you get divorced, you turn in your library card, you get your license, you stop being Jewish?
This is the drama.
A very, very rich man.
Whenever I hear stuff like that, I think of
tradition.
I was thinking of the jazz singer.
Okay,
with
Neil Diamond.
I fucking love Neil Diamond.
Yeah,
I've actually seen him live in concert.
Are you serious?
It was a fantastic show.
I would love to see Neil Diamond
better than Metallica live.
That's a bold
Can you imagine
statement.
That being a double bill? Neil Diamond and Metallica.
Like, who opens that show?
Metallica, I think you flip a coin. Neil Diamond's the fucking headliner. Like, guarantee you he draws
What would be
more
great
money.
Is
you,
if...
You've got to get a third act open. So opening act, Metallica.
Weird Al Yankovic.
I would see him open for Metallica opening for Neil Diamond.
Hell yes, I would go to that concert in a heartbeat.
What would be great is if they cover each other's songs. Can you imagine Neil Diamond's version of one? Landmine!
I want to hear Metallica do
taking
Coming to America.
Sight,
taking my arms, taking my legs.
Fucking amazing. I want this to happen.
I
want to
hear James Hetfield singing everywhere around the world.
Yeah.
They're coming to America. Ooh. Yeah.
Everywhere around the world.
We're Great coming to Diamond America. Movie? No, here's what I want.
Saving Silverman.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing
Arlie Ermey playing the homosexual gym coach.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Gunny.
Very good movie.
Fantastic movie. Jack Black, I mean, they've all got the fucking jumpsuits and shit.
Hello,
they've all got their guitars.
Neil Diamond is a god amongst men.
He is.
Better.
You in Paraquat?
Yeah. That apparently is the only ad-libbed bit, I think. He threw that in.
But no, you mentioned Weird Al.
Yeah.
This is something I was thinking about the other day.
Okay.
When, God forbid, perish the thought, when Weird Al finally passes, I want as many artists that he's parodied as possible to come together to do a live show and play his versions of their songs.
That could be interesting.
It would be so phenomenal.
Unfortunately... Seems like a lot of them are dying.
He picks up Lebowski out of his chair.
Lock
tongue, baby!
And
throws the crippled dude on the floor.
Throws a senior citizen
bag of potatoes
on the ground.
Guess he's faking after... Not faking.
Damn it, Walter.
The dude just stares in disbelief as the Big Lebowski balls on
him. He just bats, get away from me, bitch! And bats away that Pomeranian.
Poor fucking dog.
Here we go, let's just go bowling.
Yeah. All right, fuck it, let's go roll a few frames, man.
Uh-oh.
And the one
Donnie time, did not get a strike.
The one time
Who is Donnie today? What did that say, PJ?
I don't know.
I can't. It's initials of some sort, but the font is difficult to read.
That's poor Shadow. Poor Donnie.
Wearing Park Cleaner South Side shirt.
Numbness in his hand, perhaps.
That's what it looks like.
He's got the carpal tunnel, man.
That could be bad. You know what they say that could be a sign of.
I don't.
Right, but when you're a bowler,
a numbness in your arm,
tunnel well, it's normally the left arm. I believe that was his right hand that he was flexing.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
But with a bowler, numbness in the hand, the first thing you're going to think of is carpal tunnel.
Right, so why is the dude painting his fingernails?
Yeah. Is that Whiteout?
He's not painting them. I believe it was either
Whiteout. Oh, here we go.
Now, why did their uniforms go from purple to blue? Has always been a question of mine.
Do you not have more than one bullet uniform?
But their team colors shouldn't change.
Well, they're still matching together.
Right. But they've
home and away jerseys.
Yeah.
Okay. Home and away jerseys. We'll go with that. It's got a good beat.
He's gonna fuck him in the ass.
You pull a piece on me?
8-year-olds, dude.
Shove it up your ass and pull the trigger till they go.
Fucking walk, man. Fucking Jesus got swagger, dude.
Oh, that's not good.
They finally killed the dude's car.
God damn, which, nihilist.
And then they used that car in Trailer Park Boys.
The shitmobile.
After all the shit that's been stolen, driven into a post, shot, beat up by a dude with a crowbar.
The nihilist burned it down.
With the three little crotch rockets.
He still wants the money.
It's very hey, Tommy Wiseau.
Do you know who that guy is?
Peter Stormare?
He's the fucking porno guy from 8mm, isn't he?
Machine?
No, the director guy.
Oh.
With the crossbow and shit.
And that's, log jamming. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Log jamming, yeah. No, I gotta look that up. That's the fucking porno guy.
Peter Stormare, I mean, he was also in Fargo as well. Another Coen Brothers flick.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of Nick Cage, but I really enjoyed 8mm.
It wasn't bad. Let's see. Peter Stormare. I have him down. He was in 177 things here. He's been in a bunch.
Well, I'm just looking up 8mm cast. Figured it'd be a quicker way to do it. Yeah, Dino Vellet, Peter Stormare. I knew that voice. He was the guy that made the fucked up S&M movies.
Yeah.
And they actually called it S&M instead of just SM, even though it's supposed to be a movie that's all about underground porn. They should know that it's like BDSM right. And SM and not S&M.
Sado.
He's a great character, dude.
And masochism.
Right? No, I really enjoyed that movie, as fucked up as it was. I thought it was a good flick.
He was on Prison Break for a good run, too.
Never watched it.
It was good when it first started.
The solar plexus. You know that's
not going to... You're going to feel that in the morning.
Fucking Walter bites homeboy's ear off. Fucking pulling a Mike Tyson on guy.
Flea dude. Butt crack.
Right? Oh, and there it goes. Spits it straight into the air.
Oh, that's no good.
And then crack. I fuck you. He's like got like the crack classic karate chop hands going in the air. Which in and of itself I think is mildly racist.
Eh.
Oh, Donnie.
My turn to use the bathroom.
Trying to be all subtle about it, and everyone else just announces it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, something bad just happened.
Steve's, like, trying to be all private about the fact that he had to take a piss and he's been drinking beer for an hour, man. You gotta pee, dude.
The dude's gotta pee?
Indeed. He does.
Well... We're in the final stages of the movie here. It is wrapping up. And I like how the dude is wearing one of Donnie's bowling shirts.
Mm-hmm.
It's an homage.
It's a wonderful tribute.
So
Walter's reading the Bible. Probably the
Torah.
I was going to say maybe the Old Testament. None of that New Testament bullshit.
Oh, I love that Jesus guy. Really? Oh, yeah, the kids love him.
What is that from?
Orgasmo.
That's right.
The porn director.
Yeah, yeah.
When are we going to do that drunk at the movie?
Oh, it's on the list. It's on the list.
We will. We'll be back for Orgasmo and Mystery, and I'll be back at least for Mystery Men, because if you do that without me, we're no longer friends, Dustin.
Okay.
Lord, if the you don't want to do this, give me a sign.
What's up? I'm the spleen. Any superhero origin that starts with a gypsy woman cutting the cheese is a great origin.
Yeah.
This guy's a douche, man.
I don't really believe he is. $180 for an urn really isn't that bad.
But still,
if we're just going to take him to the beach and chuck him, this guy can go fuck himself. I'm sorry.
I mean, the alternative is a Folgers can.
Right.
It's a wonderful
spoiler alert.
Right? Considering we're going to take them straight to the beach, we're not paying two fucking bills for a goddamn urn.
Does that mean Donnie's good to the last drop?
I never thought about that.
No, because Donnie isn't the Folgers.
There's some people who say that Donnie actually is the dude in this movie.
Folgers wasn't good to the last drop anyway. That's Taster's choice. Folgers is the best part of waking up.
Is Donnie in your cup?
I'm gonna bow to your superior knowledge of coffee jingles.
I don't drink coffee.
80s commercials in general, dude. I'm sitting around the house the other day. Just doing nothing in a rare moment that I actually sit down and relax. And you know what my first thought was when I sat down? Freedom's the one that takes the stick out of gum.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't seen that commercial since like 1986. He was one of us. What's funny though is it just clicked into my head that Freedent was a gum meant for people who had dentures.
Yeah.
Freedent.
Or you could chew it if you had braces. Stick
out of gum. Yes. Yeah. Any orthodontic work.
Pismo Beach!
Stick to them.
It's not a Looney Tunes reference.
Do you think that maybe Donnie was Walter's friend and not really the dude's?
Maybe. I don't think Donnie was really anyone's friend.
Walter's
I think
just...
Donnie was just looking for someone to hang out with, maybe to protect him, maybe to make him feel like he mattered.
And Walter's just and Walter taking was control just... here.
Oh, Walter's yeah. doing what Walter does, making everything
makes
about,
it about
all
about
him. Yeah.
Donnie,
that's all they know. He loved
bowling. Right, he loved bowling.
And so, Theodore Donald Karabatsos.
Safety tip, kids. When you are about to spread your friend's ashes on the beach,
don't
tear up a clump of grass. See which way the wind's blowing first.
Yeah.
Spread the ashes upwind.
Yes. To the bosom of the Pacific Ocean. Or just go to the ocean. Which you
love so well. Stare up at the stars?
Sure. Just don't do this.
That was a vague reference.
Good night, sweet prince.
You prince of Maine.
You kings of New England.
And just all over the
dude. Yeah, gets covered he does in not flinch.
I got
because nothing phases
because
the dude.
That's what Walter does. The dude is so used to Walter's bullshit.
So not a sigh, not
got,
a twitch.
I got Donnie all
nothing.
Over me.
Just covered in essence O'Donnie.
Yeah.
Brushing his beard and shit. And the dude shows that he is human. The dude finally shows that he's not a robot.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And Walter actually shows some remorse here, which is also out of character.
Exactly. Because somebody's calling him on his shit.
And I love that Walter and I share a fashion sense, because I love jump boots and shorts in the summertime.
And they hug it out. Because they're friends.
Fuck it, man. Let's go bowling. I mean, that sums it up with these guys.
That's what he would have wanted.
That's what Donnie exactly would have wanted.
Hey, there's a stray guy up there on the hill. I wonder if he got any of Donnie on him.
A little bit of Donnie goes a long way.
So I'm told.
By who?
Wouldn't you fucking like to know?
That's why I asked.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm not fucking telling.
Okay, trade secret here.
So when did you have your ear pierced?
Me?
Did you wear a hoop or a little fake diamond?
I
just looked over and noticed that, man.
Yeah, I had both of my ears pierced. They were, like, curved hoop barbells.
How progressive of you.
Yeah, that was back in college.
Well, yeah, I've heard about college.
Yeah.
People do crazy things like pierce their ears and engage in homosexuality.
Listen to Hoobastank.
Oh,
we've all had dark periods.
Right. You know, I'm all for experimenting, but Hoobastank, really?
At the time,
you know what?
The reason was pretty good.
The first two albums, right. I'll still throw those in occasionally.
I saw them live in concert, opening for Seether.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it since I mentioned experimenting. I would rather suck dick than listen to Hoobastank.
I would not.
Right there with you, Steve. I enjoy Hoobastank sometimes. I don't think I would enjoy the other.
It's not high on my list of fun things to do.
Yeah, you know, we all have our personal bucket lists. That's a very low priority on mine.
To be fair, Hoobastank also not high on my list.
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you.
Been there, done that. But it is slightly above.
It was college, okay?
Sucking a dick. So, the dude abides. All right.
I can take a little bit of solace in that.
That mustache is fucking glorious. I'm going to say it again, man.
Grow one.
I can't. Not like that. I can't. It just my mustache doesn't fill in like that. For all us sinners. I sure hope he makes the finals. Well, that about does it. Wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good for the dude and Walter. Not so much for Donnie, though.
Right? I think we can all agree that Donnie, no one really gives
poor
a shit
Donnie.
About.
Donnie.
No,
I do. Poor Donnie.
Donnie's kind of an app. At least he didn't get thrown through a wood chipper.
See? I didn't like seeing Donnie go. Yeah.
The
like,
stranger Donnie. Cares. I know that there's a little Lebowski on the way. I guess that's the way the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating.
So there'll be a little Lebowski.
There will be a little Lebowski.
Lil. Like
Lil.
L-I-L little Lebowski.
So it's like L-L cool Lebowski?
Yeah. Ladies love cool Lebowski.
Is it weird that his parents have the same last name? Maude Lebowski and Jeffrey Lebowski?
Well, I mean, a lot of kids' parents do have the same last name.
Yeah,
but...
After they're married.
Yeah. She's not marrying
him.
Can
we check the family tree to see if there's any branches that sort of...
Nope, it's just two different trunks.
I mean, incest being bad is like your opinion, man. On that note, that is the end of the Big Lebowski. So.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah, we drank some beers, we had some laughs, we talked about a lot of things that had nothing to do with the movie, but that's what this show is all about.
Par for the course, yeah.
So I would like to thank you guys for joining me here.
Oh, thank you for having us, Dustin.
On Drunk at the Movies. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and be sure to, you know, get a little bearded owl beer while you sit down and watch The Big Lebowski next. You can get a growler to take home, or if you're feeling like you probably can't put a growler away, get a howler. It's a little growler.
Is that a thing?
It is. You see that that little baby one up there?
Yeah.
That's a howler. Okay. That big one there, that's a growler. A growler. Okay. So, yeah.
Where might one go to get a howler or a growler of the bearded owl that you...
You just go to Bearded Owl downtown Peoria, right off of Water Street, right around the corner, next to 8-Bit.
Okay.
That's and, a
good place to be. I would like to.
You can go in there. They usually have about six to eight beers on tap, and they're all delicious. We feature quite a few of them on this show, so feel free to check them out, and as always, tell them Drunk at the Movies sent you. Again, it won't get you anything free, but it'll at least let them know that people are listening.
Absolutely.
So, on behalf of my guests, this is The Voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Have you ever sat down at a local craft brewery and wondered how they got started, what the owner or head brewer is like, what kind of culture they have there, or what you should have to eat or drink? Behind the Hops is a podcast that answers those questions and tells the stories of the people and events that bring us the delicious potables that we all love. Check out Behind the Hops on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you find your podcasts.